So I believe God that with God all things are still possible with God.
The Victory Christian Outreach Center's 11th year annual fellowship, December 5th through the 8th. For more information, Nikesha Mitchell, 318-791-0975. The Victory Christian Outreach Center is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. His service was extreme. He demonstrated service because it demonstrated that there is royalty in serving and ministry. You know, one of the reasons why pastors and preachers are considered poor sometimes, it's the mega churches that make little churches look dismal. But when we think about what the Lord is doing here, the Lord is simply saying, I need to understand, is your service to me real?
Yeah.
At Louisiana College, I saw a pastor saying, I can't stay in the ministry any longer because I can't afford to feed my family. Because some have the ideology and the philosophy and the doctrine that pastors shouldn't be getting paid for what they do. And that they shouldn't live in houses like some live in and drive cars that some drive. They think that the servants in Jesus' day were poor. But I serve a God who's rich.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. And if you are obedient to him, he will bless you according to his design purpose for your life, and he'll bless you according to your riches and glory.
Yes.
And what I have learned is that I will do for the Lord because I have a compassion for the service and what I do. If you're not doing it for the Lord, who are you doing it for?
That's it.
If the board you're on is not honoring him, who are you honoring? This is not about us. This is about him. Matthew states in that 20th chapter, 28th verse, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. To serve, and the ransom was the saving effect of Jesus' death. Then Jesus said in that sixth verse, Jesus came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? And Peter thought that the washing of feet was to be humiliating. It was humiliating to do this. And for the Lord to do this, he would withdraw. Peter here is thinking, the Lord, this work is for the servants. This work is for the slaves. But Jesus had the answer to Peter's question. In verse 7, Jesus answered him and said, what I am doing, do not understand now. But afterward, you will understand. And verse 8, Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no share or no part with me. Peter didn't understand that the washing and cleansing have a deeper meaning, Antioch.
Yes. Yes.
It had a spiritual meaning, for in 1 Peter 2:24, it tells us he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree.
Yes. Yes.
That we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Peter did not understand at first, but he did after the death and the resurrection. Antioch, Jesus' self-humiliation in washing his disciples' feet symbolized self-humiliation in accepting death upon the cross.
Yeah, yeah.
To bring about their cleansing of sin. He hung on a cross.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, that was humiliating.
Yeah.
He hung on the cross, stripped of his garments, bared before the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Embarrassing in many people's eyes. But he bore our stuff. For he who knew no sin became our sin.
Thank you, Lord.
He allowed himself to be humiliated, the Lord of glory.
Yeah.
He allowed himself to be humiliated, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He allowed himself to be humiliated for us. He allowed himself to be ridiculed, spat upon for you and I. What kind of God is it that loves us more than we love ourselves?
Yes, sir.
Who came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Today, Antioch, you and I should understand the story. The narrative, the story, the depiction of what Jesus did in our life should resonate in our hearts. It should resonate in our heart because you and I are believers.
Yeah.
It should resonate in our heart because of what he has accomplished for you and I. We should not be like those who do not know. Titus 3:3-5 says, for we ourselves were once foolish.
Yeah.
Brother Jenkins, we were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hatred by others, and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. It ain't about us, it's about him. Antioch, once we were just like Peter, not knowing why Jesus was doing what he did. Jesus did it because we were once foolish. We didn't understand, but once we came into the knowledge of salvation, we understood. So verse 9, Simon Peter said, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, The one who have bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but it is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you is clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, every man should cry out like Peter. Like Peter did. Lord, not just my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
Yes, Lord.
Peter cried for a whole cleansing by Christ. He craved to be washed all over. He did it, Antioch. Because sometimes we need a complete washing. Because sometimes my eyes are messed up and my eyes need washing. Sometimes my ears need washing because I hear things I shouldn't hear. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, my ears need washing, my eyes need washing, because I'm in areas where I don't need to be. Am I in your neighborhood yet? Sometimes my mind need washing because let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Sometimes my tongue need washing because my tongue sometimes get to gossiping and doing stuff, backstabbing stuff that ridicules people and hurt and harm them. And because I understand now what Peter was saying, Peter said, Lord, clean me all over. Wash me all over, because sometimes not only is my feet messed up, but my eyes and my ears and my tongue and all of the stuff that causes me to stumble and fall is dirty. But Jesus said to him, the one who has bathed does not need to wash except his feet, but it's completely clean. And you are clean. And here's my end. Once a man washed, he is cleansed. Peter had already been cleansed, but therefore Peter did not need another bath. Antioch, when you take a bath, you don't turn around and take another bath. You then just dry off. You dry off because you no longer like, you are no longer like, act like what you used to act. You no longer talk like you used to talk. You no longer live like you used to live. Why? Because you are now cleansed from all unrighteousness. So the moment the Lord entered into your life, he washed you. He cleansed you from all unrighteousness. And for that, we're eternally grateful.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You are cleansed because of what Jesus did. And because you're clean, Antioch, we know now why Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. Because there were some dirty feet in the upper room. The doors of the church open. There are times in our life that we need washing and cleansing. There are times in our life that there has been dirt and other stuff that is on our feet.